SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Parkinson's disease is a serious disease which affects many people in Australia. Every year, the 11th of April is World Parkinson's Day to raise awareness about the disease. In Australia, one Australian is diagnosed with Parkinson's every 40 minutes. Vicky Miller is the Executive General Manager at Shake It Up Australia Foundation. Vicky is part of the Shake It Up team to help find a cure for Parkinson's disease. Vicky Miller, thank you for joining us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you for having me on the show, May.
Can you tell us more about Parkinson's disease, please?
Yeah, sure. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative disease that affects 100,000 Australians, 10 million people worldwide. Some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease that people would be most familiar with would be the tremor, the shaking of the hands. But what people don't realise is that not everybody gets a tremor when they have Parkinson's disease. There are many, many different symptoms and different combinations of symptoms that would make up for a Parkinson's diagnosis. It's a movement disorder, so that means slowness of movement, rigidity in muscles. So you'll find people with Parkinson's will often have trouble walking with rigid limbs. Also postural instability, so that means balance and gait are affected, so they are much more prone to falls. And as people are aging, that obviously has other implications with broken bones and mobility issues. People with Parkinson's will often have what's called a frozen facial feature, so the muscles in the face freeze and you cannot see any expression on their face, so they won't look happy or sad. They just have a very blank expression on their face, which for them is, you know, embarrassing when they look in the mirror. Some of the lesser known symptoms would be constipation, bowel changes, constipation, which of course can be an indicator of many different illnesses. Mood disorders. Depression is often a precursor to a diagnosis of Parkinson's, and sleep problems. One of the lesser known symptoms is a loss of sense of smell. Oh. And we know that this can predate a diagnosis by up to a decade. So if any of your listeners have lost their sense of smell, don't panic, but next time you go to your GP, it's certainly something worth having a conversation about.
Why is the number of people being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease increasing?
We're not entirely sure, but I think there's probably a couple of contributing factors to that. One would be that we have an ageing population. So with people living longer, there are people, more people are diagnosed with Parkinson's later in life. So that would be one contributing factor. But also I think with the advancement in research that we've had in the last decade and more awareness of symptoms, I think there's more early diagnosis happening with Parkinson's. So more people being diagnosed with what we call young onset Parkinson's disease, which is under 50. So it'd be both those factors. What people probably aren't aware of, that in Australia, the 100,000 that we have living with Parkinson's, 20% of them are under the age of 50. So that means 20,000 Australians are under 50 living with Parkinson's, 10% under 40. And Michael J. Fox, who's one of the more well-known people internationally, he was diagnosed when he was 29.
Yes, that's pretty young. What advice can you give to those affected by Parkinson's disease?
Well, what we say, and this information is on our website for people to have a look at, we recommend that everybody make sure that they have the right doctor managing their Parkinson's. So that would generally be a movement disorder specialist, a neurologist, but also to look at a holistic approach to their treatment. So whilst the doctor will manage their drug treatments that are helpful in managing symptoms, we know that exercise is very good for improving balance and motor coordination, and also has a very positive impact on mood and fatigue. So it's important to have an exercise plan as part of your daily routine with your Parkinson's, and also to make sure that you have a strong support team around you. So your loved ones, you know, your partner, your family members, work colleagues, that they're aware of your Parkinson's and that they're supportive and understanding of the issues you may face. People with Parkinson's have what we call on and off days, and this is usually related also to medication. So they don't know from one day to the next whether they're going to be having an on or an off day, and sometimes the medication doesn't actually help. So it's good to be aware of that.
You mentioned a website. Have you got that handy, or do you know? Can we inform our listeners, please?
Yeah, so shakeitup.org.au is our website. We are focused, we have a single mission, and that is to fund world-class Australian research into Parkinson's, and our aim is to find improved treatments to slow or stop the progression of Parkinson's and ultimately find a cure. So our website, you'll be able to find the latest information about research and the research that we're funding. There's also links for clinical trials if people would like to register their interest in participating in clinical trials. There's information there about living with Parkinson's. There's a very good blog on there at the moment called Seven Misconceptions About Living with Parkinson's Disease, which is a good one for family and carers to read as well.
Now, on that website, is there any information about Pause for Parkinson's?
Yes, May. We have information on our website about Pause for Parkinson's, which happens throughout the month of April, and that's to celebrate World Parkinson's Day, but also running throughout the entire month of April. So people can go to our website, shakeitup.org.au, to make a donation to research, but they can also find information about how they might get involved by hosting their own event throughout the month of April. That might be a mufti day at work, might be baking some cakes and having a cake stall, having some friends around for a barbie or a wine and cheese night, whatever it is that floats your boat. What we're trying to do is get people to have some conversations around Parkinson's, create awareness and raise some funds for research to help us fast track improved treatments and ultimately finding a cure.
Executive General Manager at Shake It Up Australia Foundation, Vicky Miller, thank you for speaking to us on SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, May.
Lagal SBS Radio, Bashir Kurdine.